Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mama Margaret ngaleyo testimony enhle. Hey, uyazi ukuzwa bazalwane bakhuluma ngothando lukaNkulunkulu. Nanokuthi uNkulunkulu uyibonakalisa ngayiphi indlela ezimpilweni zabo. Kuyangijabulisa. Yazi mokujabulisa mina ngazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena kumjabulisa kangakanani. Bazalwane, umam Naomi Mbamba sekakhona. Noma kuwukuthi isikhathi sakhe sesisincane kakhulu, kodwa siyabonga umfundisi Mudise Muloyi uthe nje uzomboleka 10 minutes the next hour, ku the final hour. Mfundisi wami sawubona.
Ngiyanibingelela balaleli ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristo waseNazaretha.
Amen.
Siyayibonga inkosi, noma kunje asidangaliswa yisimo sokuduka nokuduka okuthora iPretoria yonke. Silambile ke iPretoria namhlanje. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu noma kunje ngoba ampuru wonke ama radio station walasenyawazi kodwa yokugcina yiyo lobe kumele ngibe kuyo.
Ufike kuyo.
Yebo.
Kodwa next time kusho ukuthi so uyayazi Pretoria.
Yazi. Inkinga ukuthi benga drive ilento lezimo endleleni, izinto ezivelayo endleleni nje. Angisho phela bokumele ngizoyenza yona itestimony.
So
nabo lobu sicollect ubufakazi ukuthi kwathi silungiselela iPre yasaduka ufakazi obunye sizobuyenza ngelinye lamalanga.
Yebo,
yebo. Siyibonga inkosi, siyayidumisa kakhulu, ibe yinhle, isigcinile kusukela siseyingane ukufikela kwamanje na last year ku-2021 yasindlulisa kuma COVID, yasindlulisa nje kuzo zonke izimo. Siseyikhona, iseyinkosi, siyayibonga, siyayidumisa.
Amen.
Asimuphi uSathane indawo ke. USathane asimuphi nakancane indawo. Haleluya. Ngiyambingelela nawe sisibahle. Ngibonge futhi kumfundisi Mdise ukuthi azithobe angiphe nalesikhathi. Amen.
Okay, ngicela usibeke nje sithombeni ukuthi ungubani umfundisi Naomi Mbamba.
Umfundisi Naomi Mbamba ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu omthandayo uNkulunkulu, nami inkosi yangikhetha, yangilanda ngangude ngingamazi uJesu. Kepha uNkulunkulu wakhetha ukuthi angikhethe, anyenze ngibe umntwana wakhe. Nami ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngaloko, ende ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu. Ngisindisiwe isibongo sami ngwakambamba, igama nguNaomi. Ngibuya eduduza, ngifounder ye Tiporas and Esters of Our Time, i movement i network e that seeks to empower, equip and educate abantu besifazane holistically. And si understand ukuthi njengoba uzimisele uku equipa umuntu wesifazane, um educator, um empower, kumele unakekele konke okwakhe. So sesifake nabantu abasha kuloku kokuthi sibanakekele abantu besifazane, okusithinta kakhulu ngabo abantu besifazane. Imishado yabo sesifakile, yonke into affecta or emayelana nomuntu wesifazane siyangena kuyo. Amen.
Amen.
So ngifounder ne leader yaleyo movement, and futhi sinebandla eJameson Park eMount Zion esiliqalile 2 years back, lisatotoba ngenxa yeCovid futhi. Kepha siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi lisesekhona lona. And ngiwumntwana wakamfundisi Kabelo Mroke enkosini, ngiyidaughter, and ni submite iminyaka eminengi kuye Charisma Life Tabernacle. So ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu, nginabantwana abawu 3, ngishadile. Haleluya.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So ngomhla ka 22 January nizobe ninomkhuleko. Nikhulekela iGBV, nikhulekela teenage pregnancy. Why nibona kubalekile manje ukuthi nikhulekele lokho?
Okay. Ilento i-gender based violence ne teenage pregnancy. I-teenage pregnancy ayikhona sisakhula nathi besiphaphama nabo abantu abanye beyintanga zethu ba pregnant kodwa beyingavamanga njengamanje. Amen. And i-gender based violence isoloko ikhona, abazali bethu bebagowa through a gender based violence, but most of them because bokuthiwa babekezele, kutshelwa bomama bethu ukuthi musayithwa kathipa kabuhaleng, uthole ukuthi beba affecteka abomama bethu maba affecteka ba affecta nathi the next generation uthole ukuthi nabafana babo mama bethu nabo baba bethu even today they are still bitter mabangena emishadweni uthole ukuthi they are creating a broken family futhi nabo bazo kushukuthi lento kuba yi generational iyaphinda phinde so njengoba sibona ukuthi sikhulekele le gender based violence ireason yakho konke lokhu ukuthi sithe siyabheka from generations to generation we are raising a generation or let me rather go raise a generation a bitter a hating ene anger ena ma bitter ena ma anger issues and lama anger issues awapheli mawangapheli lama anger issues kumele kube ne solution isolution siyitrayile some of us yenze ama Christian women in dialogue we needed ama answers siyenze ama si committed sales involved ezintweni zomphakathi but siyabona ukuthi at the end of the day isolution asiyitholi and uNkulunkulu eBhayibhelini into asitshele yona uthe we need to pray without ceasing and another thing is yesa esiyenza yo siyahamba sihambe sidile nama 16 days of activism but uthole ukuthi asimfaki uNkulunkulu siyenze ama programs but uthole ukuthi uNkulunkulu asimfaki like we like into eyenzwa yiANC siyay appreciate leyo recognize that 16 days of activism but gender based violence it's not a 16 days event it needs to be 365 days event annually on a daily basis hourly we need to ukuthi sibhekane nayo but now sibhekana nayo kanjani sibhekana nayo ngokuthi sifake uNkulunkulu ngaphakathi iBhayibheli encwadi yama Psalms lithi except if the Lord builds the house we building it in vain if asim involve uNkulunkulu So the reason we're saying we need to pray against the gender-based violence and teenage pregnancy is because we have been involved kulezinto kulama programs wonke but uNkulunkulu siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu eSouth Africa ukhishwe ikolweni ukhishwe kuwo wonke ama institutions so si try ukubuyisa back uNkulunkulu siyenza iawareness yokuthi the only solution uNkulunkulu and uNkulunkulu uthe we should pray without ceasing if we stop praying that means we are going I building eyenziwayo what we're trying to build is going to collapse so that is why we saying we need to pray for this it's not only going to be May 22 saka January it's going to be an ongoing thing ukuthi we need to remind ourselves ukuthi I prayer is the only solution for wonke ama social ills
mhlambe uma ungakhuluma nabantu abasha khona manje and mina ngithola I unfair lento ukuthi like young girls ibona aba okuthi maka pregnant uyena ongathi u suffer the consequences ukundlula mhlambe ubhuti loyo zobe khona or whoever omenza ukuthi abe pregnant but ke ngiyawuthanda umthetho ngoba ngathi uze angazi ukuthi iphasile indaba khona or isam discussiwa ukuthi uma kuzotholwa ingane ipregnant esikolweni kufunwe ukuthi ubaba ungobani and then uma kungatholakala ukuthi ubaba omdala Ngoba ngithi lengane sesencane
sesencane yeah
so kusho ukuthi icala is statutory rape
yes
because umuntu omdala uzobe elele nengane encane uyabana nje uma ukuthi lo mthetho so uyasebenza kwamanje mina ngibona ukuthi indlela i right ethathiwayo ngoba vela abobhuti abadala abobaba abadala bathatha i advantage kule ingane encane and then ekugcineni kosuku impilo emoshekayo yalo yes wentombazana ngoba kumele manje ayikhulisa ingane uyayibona and then manje you focus kanjani esikolweni kunengane ekhalayo ngapha kunengane ifuna ama pampers imali yiko and yonke lento ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngamanye wama disadvantages ukuthi izingane zethu zikhulelwe imapi futhi ama disadvantages akhona of falling pregnant usesemncane
Ama disadvantages akhona maningi kakhulu. A 10 year old usese umntwana lo muntu yena ngokwakhe mncane kakhulu. And mawuthula abantu baku medical field bakutshela kahle mawuthula ubheka nje ukuthi umntwana ona 10 years alale nje kuyamlimaza ngaphakathi hence in most cases uma kutholakala ukuthi mhlambe bamu rape or sexual abuse it's the right way uthole ukuthi kumele ayolungiswa ngaphakathi aye ku for ukuyolungiswa inama after effects inama disadvantages ukuthi ngaphakathi umntwana uyalimala lo muntu sese umntwana una 10 and if kuzohlala umntwana kunezinto eziningi ezimoshakalayo hence nakuyo i prayer sino sister nomthandazo omchunu uzabe abatshela kakhulu ngama disadvantages abantwana ukuthi uma una 10 years carrying a child umuntu omdala nje kuyakulimaza ngaphakathi kunezinto eziningi kunama morning illness imagine a 10 year old child having to go through all those processes or kuleyo ndlela leyo nje kuyalimaza kukulimaza mentally kukulimaza emotionally you are not even ready to raise a child you are not even ready ukuthi ugo through that process ye 9 months it's a lot as a parent even at your age uyayezwa ukuthi now uthole ukuthi noma ushadile uyayidingi support yakalo baba how much more ngomntwana ona 10 years akhona lo baba lo wengane I don't think ukuthi ukhona umntwana ona 10 years ohlala no baba womntanake and it is advantage number 2 firstly ngaphakathi secondly emotionally and physically ngisho kungaphakathi and then also financially uyithatha up umntwana ona 10 years old because naye ngokwakhe usahola lo sasa lona akana nemali yokusupporta lo mntwana lo fourthly lo mntwana lo uyo affecteka i disadvantage ukuthi aka i future yakhe nje imoshekile awukhoni ukufocusa esikolweni unomntwana umntwana uyabiza no maso unomntwana I have a 5 year old manje noma usemsebenzini makagula you are unable to focus because you need ukuthi ucabange ukuthi I want unjani uyobanjani how much more ngomntwana na 10 years so ama disadvantages sokuba pregnant as a teenager manenga kakhulu financially physically emotionally ampuri yonke ama emotions nje aba affected
so wena njengomzali mhlambe nalaba enhlezi nihlala nabo nikhuluma nibona ngathi ingaba khona inxazululo yokuthi izingane zingasakhulelwa zibabancane
Ingazululo yilo ukuthi abantwana bangabaphi lamalungelo babaphe wona. Yes we understand we dealing with the gender based violence on a daily basis. Abantwana liBhayibheli lithi kumele sibakhulise ngendlela okuyiyo. So manje mababapha amalungelo kusho ukuthi bathi thina bazali we need to step back. And iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu wonke ama principles wakhe ubonelela ngaphambili uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi uthi uNkulunkulu umntwana simgobe barika sotu unkathupa umshapa asantsana limnyana uyazi ukuthi umntana uyamdiscipline so abantwana bamanje igovernment is involved kakhulu kundlula thina ama parents if I discipline my 5 year old my 10 year old igovernment iba involved some children bayazi ukuthi if ngizoshaywa ekhaya ngiya e police station abazali bazongena enkingeni so mina ngithi i solution ukuthi as parents yes we understand there are parents abashaya abantwana to an extent yokuthi bababulale so if bangabuyisela ama principles wakaNkuluNkulu ukuthi sibakhulise ngendlela yakaNkuluNkulu that's the way
amen
we're going to have amen. A better South Africa yes
sure sisiyakholelwa emkhulekweni and lento eniyenzayo inhle kakhulu mfundisi ukuthi kuzoba khona i prayer for social ills
yes.
izoba ngomhla ka 22
ngomhla ka 22 waka January
yeah.
ngo 10 o'clock e resort center
eduduza yes. and then kuzobe kukhona bobani ama guest speakers
guest speaker kuzabe ku apostle Kabelo Moroke uzabe vele ayi guest speaker uzokhuleka futhi and then kukhona no sister nomthandazo omchunu uzaba khuluma ngawo ama disadvantages of falling pregnant usese young as a teenager as well as uDinanyathi uyi social worker usebenza e Lifeline so uzabe akhuluma ukuthi ama challenges ebabhekana nawo yimapi nokuthi badila kanjani nalama issues because udila ngabantu besifazane nangama teenagers nangabantwana as well as umfundisi Christopher Denga usebenza ilento iministry yakhe ukurestore umuntu wesilisa neboy child so angisho siza nabantu namantombazana nabafana ukuthi umsebenzi wakhe ukugwema ukuthi abafana abancane ba end up ebase majel because usebenza kakhulu ngama prison ministry as well as kukhona ke no esingamfakanga eposteni usayitsheni Manaka uzaba khona ukuthi ama cases badila nawo kanjani ukhona then a surprise speaker naye we also have a surprise speaker
okay kuna surprise speaker
yes
all right itike kulo 4 minutes esibolekwe wona mhlambe lapha ekhaya unombuzo la nothanda ukubuza umfundisi ngicela ukuthi ungene kuseyimanje ngizokunikeza plus minus 2 minutes 0123341322 0123338699 noma ungathumela i voice note ku 0826572729 inamba ke ye WhatsApp leyo asilalele la i voice note sizokuthi uthini mama
hello sisibahle njani siyaphila silalele siseduduza nathi siyamazu mama mbamba ya sizabe sikhona nange 20 ku prayer siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalohlelo sisibahle uNkulunkulu akubusise igama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth amen
amen amen
Hallo sisibahle ngamanye siyabonga umhlelo lwakho nkosiyami siyakhula kakhulu siyabonga nangomama om invitele today mama Naomi siyamazi ya uDorothy Laiduduza siyamazi kakhulu ya sizabe sikhona nkosiyami na ku prayer nge 20 ya ngoba ziningi izinto nkosiyami kodwa siyabonga sisibahle uhlelo lakho Kusiyam uNkulunkulu akubusise nkosiyam ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, uMam Dorothy ukhulume kayi 2. Oh, bengingaqapheli lapha yana ukuthi uMam Dorothy ukhulume kayi 2. Okay, 0123341322 kukhona uthanda ukubuza umfundisi la noma ke thumela nge SMS umbuzo wakho noma icomment 37871 ye SMS leyo. I WhatsApp 0826572729. Yabona iphone yashesha umune airtime sishayele 0123386990123341322 mhlambe sisamele i call o mhlambe lo uzothanda ukungena la abuze umyalezo nje wokugcina ngaphambi kokuthi sivale ungathini
umlayezo wokugcina engushoyo ukuthi uhana uthi uNkulunkulu yamsusa ompofu ethulini ambeke namakhosi abusa masicabanga indaba yakahana ukuthi siyakhumbula ukuthi uHana bekanoPenina uPenina amprovoker amkhuba njalo makubaya eShayelo uPenina uzomprovoker amloka amgubhuluza uHana ngenxa yokuthi uHana masikhumbula bekangana ingane uPenina nengane ezi-10 ngithanda umyeni waka uElkhana makaphendula uHana asese confused uHana asa kutshwa yilo Penina lo ongathanga iBhayibheli lithi uHana bekathandwa umyeni wakhe uPenina kusho ukuthi umyeni bekangamthandi kepha lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu bekavale isibeletho sakaHana ngithanda umyeni wakhe makamphendula uthi Hana ukhathazwe yini uthi angibalwilekanga yini kuwe kunabantwana abayi10 masenza inumerology inumber 10 yinumber yamalaws uthi uElkhana kuHana iGrace yami kunalo mthetho walabantwana bayi10 ikwanele awuneliswa yimi ngumyeni wakho and then siye encwadini ya uPaul makaphala uthi uPaul iGrace kaNkuluNkulu is sufficient because ngalesikhathi never uNkuluNkulu wathi kuye my grace is sufficient uthi because when I'm weak that's when uNkuluNkulu are strong si South Africa sibhekane nepandemic enengakulu yiCovid sibhekane ne teenage pregnancy sibhekane nabo gender based violence all the social ills esibhekane nazo but see South Africa let us go back kuNkulunkulu siye encwadi nya masams ukuthi masiyo yakheni South Africa ngoNkulunkulu because igrace kaNkulunkulu is so sufficient for us where we are weak kuNkulunkulu kulapho aba strong khona and the prayer is the only answer for South Africa uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu Jesu huye oyipattern masiyakha masakheni ngoJesu Kristo uJesu Kristo uyizwe lithi iBhayibheli uizwi laba inyama lahlala phakathi kwethu ifu sibuyela ezwini laNkuluNkulu si country sibuyela emkhulekweni si understand ukuthi grace kaNkuluNkulu is so sufficient iSouth Africa is going to be a better place
So lana gu ni invite wonke umuntu or ni invite abantu abasha kuphela.
Si invite wonke umuntu because I affect abantu abasha, I affect abomama, I affect the whole South Africa.
Yeah.
Si invite wonke umuntu, the whole okay. community.
Okay. So 22 January ngo 10 ekseni eTunala Street,
yes.
e Resource Center eDuduza,
yes.
yilapho ke umkhuleko noma kuzobe kukhulekwa khona.
Yes.
So for more info ba contact abani?
For now maba contact leyo number leyo eku 08 eku poster okuyi 0824520068.
Ngicela uyiphindwe ibiza kancane.
0824520068.
Mhm. Eh. Okay, asiyo khulekani bazalwane. Uma ungakwazange ukufika ngale eDuduza kube ukuthi nathi siyahlanganyela nabo ngokomoya sikhuleke ngoba uma sibumbene and then sikhuleka ngomoya owodwa. Uba namandla kakhulu loyo mkhuleko. And akukho bazalwane okuthi kungamehlula uNkulunkulu. Yebo kubunzima esibhekana nabo singabomama sibhekana ne teenage pregnancy ngoba wonke umzali ufuna ukubona impumelelo empilweni yengane yakhe so once umntwana abakhona and then asese young ubona ngathi noma kuwukuthi impilo yakhe ayiphelile kodwa lo nyaka ozowuhlala ngoba ingane mhlawumbe seyiqalile tertiary uyabona iqhubekele phambili and abanye asazi ukuthi ba affecta kangakanani emotionally uyabona konke lo uthola ukuthi noma buyele esikolweni akasabi ile yangani ekade ayiyo ngaphambi kokuthi abe pregnant so mamna ume thank you so much ukuthi nenze umsebenzi omuhle kangaka and sizohlezi sinibekile emkhulekweni
amen
god bless you
siyabonga kakhulu balaleli ngokusipha ithuba nendlebe zenu amen
amen
blessings.
Yeah, sasingenile bazalwane ku the last hour njengoba ke isikhathi sithi 18 after 4 isikhathi ke saka mfundisi uMudise Muloyi. Yeah, usiboleke nje only few minutes ukuthi sixoxe nomam Naume. Sizongena ke kwi discussion yethu kanye naye sikhuluma nge cost and pain of procrastination. Hey abantu ukuze benze izinto bayadelay bayapostpone so sizokubuka lokho ngoba singakuthatha ngokuthi ugulanyana okukhona yabona. Yeah, so asibuke ukuthi ngabe i-solution iyiphi lapho nokuthi how can we stop or overcome a procrastination. Ithingakhuluma okuningi uyeza umfundisi uMudise Moloyi asisho ke noBabi Mason sithi love is the more excellent way.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.